Sandan, Ripping Days Racing. Jason Warren, I'm sure, is pretty happy about that. Race 6, number 8, Merchant of Venice. Is this a suitable race?
Yeah, it looks perfect for him. He gets in with a nice light weight and not an overly big field, but got pretty high hopes for him.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Merchant of Venice goes up, snatches it. Merchant of Venice goes up to Imperial Lad right on the line and claims victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Well, we'd like another winner. We really would like another winner today because it's been a while.
Well, we were around the mark yesterday with Paul Pruschka. Paul had a winner that he did fancy. He thought they were all good chances. The one that won paid $11. The one that he picked finished second.
It's not a winner in the early mile spreadsheet, though, is it? Like $11 would have really made a difference to the spreadsheet. So we need to fix it up today. We need to sort it out. We've got some Hall of Famers coming up.
Dale from Longwarrie says that maybe the spreadsheet is in worse shape than Rakeem Cornwell, Daniel.
Well, Rakeem's an elite athlete, a bit like the spreadsheet. We're top of our game. It's just a bit of a lapse.
Kay McCartan, the track manager at Sandown, our man. Kane, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey, I had to make the choice on my grass yesterday, and I've gone with the Santa Ana.
Oh, wow.
Oh. You're a smart man.
Yeah, I've changed up from the Buffalo, and we've gone Santa Ana, so I'm very excited. I'm very comfortable with that decision. Anyway, Sandown today, what have we got?
Righto, boys. So we're currently on a good four. The rail's in the 12-metre location. Going six, come back 9.2 with a shear 9.2. And much cooler conditions for today than the last couple of meetings, which is a nice reprieve.
Yeah, so I would imagine that it wouldn't change too much from now to race time.
Yeah, look, we sort of had some pretty strong winds the last few days leading into the meeting, which we didn't have the last couple. So it sort of adds another dimension to how you sort of approach the preparation of the track. So it's sort of got some moisture down deep, but it's sort of firmish on top. So we'll just chuck another 4 to 5 mil on this morning just to hold it there, knowing that the winds are sort of up and down. So, I think it'll race very even. The rail's right out, and obviously there's not much ground, about 18 metres from the rail to the outside fence. So they'll be sort of squeezed in a bit, but it's pretty fair and even across.
Yeah, 12 metres. Is that as far as it goes, or does it get to 15?
No, we can sort of go out to about 14, but we don't like to push it that far. You sort of start to come across field restrictions, and if we can avoid it, we do. We sort of find this time of the year, because the track's sort of actively growing, we can sort of afford to not go right out and not have to, you know, give the inside as much time to have a break and sort of recover. So we can sort of, you know, 12 metres is sort of the max, and then the plan is for next meeting to head back into the lakeside circuit.
All right, fantastic. So out 12 metres today. Kane, thanks for your time. We'll speak to you again soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Kane McCartan there.
I really think he embraced my decision to go with the Santa Ana.
Well, that was genuine excitement. He was rapt about that.
Yeah, he was. That gives me a lot of confidence.
I think he was.
I'm going to go first today, aren't
right,
I?
Right, you've stepped up. You've changed. It's like golf, when you're playing teams golf and it's not going well, you change the lead player.
That's right. Matt Kamani is our man today. He's got a couple of runners at Sandown. Matt, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Now, we need a winner, Matt, let's be honest. So we're hoping today might be your day.
Look, I'm not sure. I'm not confident. They're both first up. They're both over a distance, a bit too short for them. I think there's a chance they could fluke it. They're very open fields, and they're both, you know, two very good horses. So there is a potential.
All right. Well, you're not giving me a lot of confidence, to be perfectly honest. Race 6, number 4, Sign, Seal, Deliver. As you said, first up today, what do you think will happen?
Well, he's really a 2,400-metre horse, I think. But I'd say pretty fancied. I'm not sure if anyone's seen his trial, but his trial jump out the other day, got to the front and increased his lead and won by about 6 lengths. And so, you know, that's obviously gives everyone a bit of encouragement. But I think it's probably a bit misleading more than anything else, and results in a probably a short price or a shorter price than he should have. You know, he's really a good bet at $10 that he might sneak it, and if he can get to the lead and control the race, he might get away with it. But I think at whatever price he is now, close to favoritism, I'm just not sure that, you know, it's not really his condition to suit. But he's in great shape, and I think he'll run well.
Well, it's a pretty even race, according to the markets. There's six horses between 440 and 650 out of the eight-horse field. So it's a good race, they reckon.
I think so, yeah. And I think very open. And it gives him a chance. Because there's, you know, some really promising young horses coming through that haven't raced much but might lack that experience. Our boy's got a bit of experience. I think he's improved from last prep as well. He was just not quite the finished article last prep. We saw him, you know, getting beaten, you know, sometimes against horses like Persan, who obviously went and ran, some pretty serious races. But a distance horse, and I think 1800, things are really going to have to go his way. He's going to have to get his own way out in front for him to win.
All right. Now, race eight, you've got number five, Stretto. Again, as you said before, coming back from a spell, but a really consistent last campaign. What do we expect first up today?
Yeah, he is a very consistent horse. I mean, he's only once finished out of the placings in his whole career, which is quite impressive, really. But the problem with him is that he's, even though he's by Nocconi, he's a long-distance Nocconi. He's a 1,500-1,600-metre horse. And we saw that last prep, you know, that once he got up to those distances, you know, he was consistent at a higher level. I think at this level, it's going to be tough for him over 13, because he's a very long-striding horse. He breaks a little bit slow. He makes things a little bit difficult for himself. But again, should he go in there, you know, he's very fresh and well. Should he have a little bit more pep and step this time round, a bit stronger this campaign, there's a chance he can do it. And I think his level of ability is reflected in this price. But in my mind, it's risky because he's really a miler.
All right. So of your two, it seems like there's not much between the two of them. But if you had to lean one way, what way would it be?
I think probably Stretto, because he's closer to his eventual distance, and you know, he's a horse that would be rated considerably higher had he won that race at Pembroke last prep. And you know, he's been knocking on the door of great things his whole career. You know, he's always been placed and he's very, very consistent. And so I think he's probably the best chance. But both are nice horses, and I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up the other way around.
Okay, thanks. So
we don't want that, Matt.
No, I think Stretto will be your best chance, but yeah,
with some caveats. Right, well, we'll do our best to get you home. We'll try and cheer you home and get you a winner today. Race 8, number 5, Stretto today at Sandown. Thanks, Matt. Always appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Matt Kamani with us. Robbie Griffiths is a Hall of Famer. Griffiths to Cock Racing, going gangbusters at the moment.
He's got about 28 runners today.
He's got 45 runners, and he joins us. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, half 44. We scratched one.
You did. Race 5, number 7, Vancouver Lad. You did scratch, so back to 44. Let's go through them, Robbie. We might just do bundle the ones in the same race, but race 1, number 3, Imagine How is racing today. Can you imagine this horse winning?
He's been frustrating. He's been a frustrating horse because he won't settle, but he's in a suitable race today. So Michael Walker's confident he can run well, but you'd probably have to more rely on him for a place, but be cautious.
Righto. In race number 2, you've got Oracolo, and then you've got DeLong Star, and then you've got Tempest Charm, 3, 6, and 8. Can you split these three?
Yep, Tempest Charm's our best. Oh. She's the one in that race.
Right, she's our best. And at $3, I might just write that down very quickly. Then we've got to race 3, number 3, Don't Tell the Boss. And you should never do that, just by the way. But can we tell the bookies we're going to take their cash?
Look, she's a super chance. She was terrific last time, stretching out to 1,500. She's a really good winning chance today. Lack of pace and all that sort of stuff could go against her, but she's definitely a great chance.
Race 6, number 6, Magnosova, has had 4 seconds in a row, Robbie. What do you do with a horse like this? Give him a bit of a spray?
Yeah, give him a spray. Sit him down, talk to him and say, listen, champ, come on, go a bit harder. He's been racing very consistently, and we're hoping that he can go one better today. And we can't see why he wouldn't, but we don't know why he keeps running second, because he tries hard, but he did his right race, so he must be respected again.
Right, and then race 7, you've got two as well. Number 3, Turek Warrior, and number 6, Beaverbrook. Turek Warriors, they're both pretty deep in the market, $12 and $14. Are they sort of just there to make it up, or can they win?
Oh, they could, but they're more place skidders in this type of race. They're older horses, a bit long in the tooth, and they're having a crack at that stage of their career, but they're both going well. Beaverbrook come off a good return of Flemington running fifth, and Turak Warrior has been racing well in these type of races, so we're more hoping than confident that they're feeling well. So more fingers crossed than anything else.
Righto, Robbie, for the promo, this is going to be really cool on the promo. Which one's your best today, Robbie Griffiths?
Race 2, Tempest Charm.
Race 2, number 8, Tempest Charm, the win for Griffiths to Cock Racing. They are on fire. Hope it goes gangbusters for you, mate. Appreciate your time.
Good on you, Hal. Thanks, Whitey.
Good stuff. Robbie Griffiths with us.
Confident.
Hall of Famer.
Real
no confident. Hesitation whatsoever.
Yep.
We are taking the $3 and we are running with Robbie today. Race 2, number 8, Matt Kamani's race 8, number 5 was his best today. So 2-8. 8-5, our round numbers today at Sandown on the hillside. Were we on the hillside or was it the lakeside?
No, hillside.
Hillside version today.